Yes, no? So, can you hear?
Thank you.
Where is my IT?
Oh, I asked to unmute again.
Yeah. What?
No, we cannot record from here.
No, I can record.
Okay, so we are set to start.
Bechavad, your permission.
Recording in progress.
Can you start?
I start?
Yeah.
Can you hear us, Doctor?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. Give you permission. No. The Zohar says, the Shavuot, Apikim, the Mepak Megalota. Expect on Shavuot to come out of exile. That's how important it is, Shavuot. Even though that we tried to have Mashiach on Pesach and to get out of exile, excuse me, as well says, another chance Hashem gives us on Shavuot. As a continuation of Pesach, according to the Ramban, the Sfirat HaOmer is called Chol HaMoed, continuation of Pesach. So it means the energy of Pesach is still in Shavuot. Nevertheless, in a way, Shavuot is much, much bigger than Pesach. As the Gemara tells us, on Sukkot, on the Chag HaSukkot, it says in the Torah three times, they should be happy. Samachta bechagecha, v'itach sameach, v'smachtim lepnei Hashem elokechem. Three times. On Shavuot, it says one time. Samachta lepnei Hashem elokecha. One time. Pesach, not even once. It's very, very strange. In Pesach, Torah doesn't tell you to be happy. We apply it, yes, we apply it. But, you see, it's a major difference. Sukkot three times, the Torah says the word Sameach. Shavuot one time, how come the Torah did not write on Pesach? It's a holiday. Shalosh Pesachim Bashana, Torah says it three times. Parashat Mishpatim, Parashat Kitisa, Parashat Re'eh, come to Metamidash three times? Sounds the same energy. So no. So in a way, Shavuot is much higher than Pesach. And of course the reason is, as Ramban says in the Zohar, the purpose of coming out of Egypt is Shavuot. It's not coming out of Egypt. We didn't come out of Egypt to be a free nation. We came out of Egypt to go to Har Sinai to get the Torah. This is the purpose. That's the purpose. So it means it's nothing to be happy on Pesach if we would not have reached Shavuot. Even though we say Nagadash Pesach, Dayenu, Dayenu, excuse me. The truth of the matter is, the main thing is Shavuot. Still, Hashem gave us a chance, we could say, on Pesach to come out of exile. But the truth of the matter is, she's come out of exile, Shavuot. And the reason is, the purpose of coming out of Egypt is Shavuot. Here comes the Torah and tells us certain statements about coming to Beit HaMikdash three times a year. The first statement, while Moshe was still on Har Sinai, Hashem tells him in Parshat Mishpatim, Shalosh Pamim, Chogli Vashana, say three times, you have to come to me. The Torah says, you come to see the Adon, the Master Hashem. The Master Hashem. But in between Master and Hashem, the Baal Koreh, the Chazan, has to pause. You don't say Adon Hashem, even though we like to say Adon Hashem. No. Adon Hashem. Sounds like it's two entities. Adon is one, excuse me, and Hashem is one. What does it mean? This is in Parashat Mishpatim, while Moshe was still on Har Sinai. Parashat Kitisa, repetition. Hashem says, listen, if you come to Eretz Yisrael, you come to Beit HaMikdash three times a year, and then the Torah says, you come and see Adon, Hashem, Elokei Israel. Now two extra words. The God of Am Israel. Parashat Re'eh, Sefer Devarim, doesn't say the word Adon at all. Three times a year, you come to see Hashem, Elokei Israel. Doesn't say the word Adon anymore. No more Master. Why does it say in the Torah three times to come to Beit HaMikdash? And what is the reason Hashem wants you in Beit HaMikdash? It's a little bit, if I say, I don't have to say the word, scary to think about it. Rashi says in Chumash, I didn't find where Rashi had it from. Hashem wants it, but I mean three times. Only if you live very far away. But if you live close enough to Beit HaMikdash, Hashem wants you daily over there. It's a mistake. People think, Rashi says, Hashem wants you to come three times a year, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. No. Hashem emphasizes the Torah. If, Bezrat Hashem, one day I will extend your border, then you come three times a year. Otherwise, daily I want you. That's really the expectation of a person should be, he wants to see Hashem daily in Beit HaMikdash. When are you going to go to the job? It's a sign that really we don't have to look for a job. That's actually what David Meir says in Tehillim. Should you be Beit Hashem Kol Mechayai? I want to be in Hashem's area the whole time. Well, David can afford it. He still cannot. The king can sit over there in Beit HaMikdash all day long. David says, "Chad shalti met Hashem otah bakesh, only one thing I want." So what is really the thing behind it? He ends up the sentence, "Ulevaker be'echalo." First he said, I would like to dwell. The sentence ends, I would like to visit his palace. Didn't you just say you want to stay over there the whole time? No. I did say also that I would like to visit the palace. So come the Zohar and tells us our obligation. As though a person in his lifetime has two obligations. He has to be the slave of Hashem and he has to be the son of Hashem. And you have to fulfill both ends. That's actually what we say, Avinu Malkenu, sometimes we say Malkenu, our king, It means we are the slaves. Sometimes we refer to Akhavu as a father, we are the children. Explains the Zohar. No, we refer to Hashem as our master. The way we say is Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, my master. Even though the text reads something else, we are not allowed to read Hashem's name as it says in the text, as the letter, as the letters Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. But it says, no. You look at it, it says, what do you see? I see four letters. Okay, pronounce it. In Alato. So actually, when we read the Torah, the text shows four letters that really, when we pronounce it, you're not reading it from the Torah. Excuse me, you're not reading from the Torah. You can't read a word in the Torah that doesn't say the Torah. Even though sometimes it does happen, even in the Torah itself. That's very strange. If Hashem wants me to say what we call Amunai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, it says in the Torah this. Why doesn't it say this in the Torah all the time? Most of the Torah, when you refer to Hashem, you see in front of you four letters, it's not what you're going to say. I can't say it. Can't say. By the way, the Gemara says, if a Tamigdash to do, if a Tamigdash to Kohen Agadol, the Kohanim daily, when they say we cut Kohanim, they don't say Amunai, they pronounce the four letters Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. What is the secret behind it? Says the Zohar. Says Dari. A Yud and a Hey, Vav and a Hey, Hashem's name that you have to come here to look at it. This is the name of mercy. Mercy. Mercy belongs to a father, to a son. A master has no mercy. This is a job, and you, my slave, you have to follow the instructions. On the other hand, the way we pronounce it, we say Amunai, we say my master, let's call a king, let's call Malchut. It says this is the relationship between you and Hashem. Actually, the Ariel says, the Zohar says, every time you say Hashem's name in Tefillah and you ask Hashem something, you should visualize the two names together. Sometimes they visualize my master first, sometimes they visualize Hashem's name Yud and Hey Vav and Hey first. But since this is why you have to know, let's say application. Hashem is not just your master, Hashem is not just your father. Hashem is both. And you have to reach both and situations to serve both entities. And that's his reason in Parashat Mishpatim, and as well Parashat Ketisav, it says, Torah says, as you come to Beit HaMikdash to see, it says, Adon, the Master, and in our Chumashim you see a line, a divider, the next word is Hashem. You can't say Adon Hashem. No. It's two different things. It means Hashem acts two different things. As a Master, as a Father. And Hashem says, come to me to see your master, Hashem. And it's over here, Adon, is the root of the word Amunai, my master, Hashem, is the Father. That's the obligation. And behind it, it starts like this. Shavuot is coming, and Am Yisrael ask Moshe Rabbeinu, we would like to see Hashem. And Moshe came and told us, listen, we are at Hasinai, Hashem is going to tell you something. We would like to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, what do you want to see? You know there's nothing to see. If somebody says, I would like to see Hashem, he doesn't know to say this. This is one of the things that you have to believe. that if you don't believe in this, you are a kofar. Hashem doesn't have a body, doesn't have anything. What do you mean you want to see Hashem? What does it mean you want to see Hashem? There's nothing to see. Hashem is just energy. What do you mean to see him? And why do you want to see him? What's so emergency you got to see him? And actually, the Torah tells us that when we crossed Yam Suf, Hashem did show himself to us. Says the Gemara, we pointed, the way we say in Al Jashir, with the finger, you were able to see. And the Gemara says, a maid saw on the beach in Yam Suf things that even Yechezkel Navi did not see. So Hashem did show you already his entity. So what do you want now? The Gemara says, I tell you the difference. On Yam Suf, Hashem revealed himself as master. Hashem ish milchama, as an officer. While we crossed Yam Suf, Hashem appeared as very strict entity. It means like this. Of course, Hashem has no shape. But it means Hashem comes with a cloud. A blue cloud. And these, you know, clouds, look in the sky. It's not the clouds. There is called, something called Sare Ananim. The angels in Shamayim, they shape the clouds. The clouds are messages. And Hashem, says the Gemara, arrived while we were on Yisrael Yam Suf, as a shape, the cloud, the blue cloud, as a shape, as an officer. You look at it, you see a shape of an officer. It means while across Yam Suf, Hashem arrived as master, Adon. And the reason was, the Gemara says, Pesel Micha Averotam Bayam. While we crossed, we had statues. Now Moshe comes and tells us, listen, Hashem wants to speak to you. He said, well, we want to see Hashem. The reason behind it, Rashid Bara Elohim et Hashemayim et Haaretz, in the beginning Hashem created this world with Elohim. Elohim means a judge, something like master. And then the Torah says, Biyom Bo Hashem Elohim et Hashemayim, Hashem saw the world cannot exist just by being so strict. Hashem brought so-called his entity as a Yud and a Hey, Vav and a Hey, as God of mercy, as a combination of both, the world can exist. That's what the Gemara says. Am Israel to Moshe, listen, we want to see him. Har Sinai is the restart of universe, says the Gemara. Until Am Israel accepted the Torah, says the Gemara, earth was not stable. The meaning we see in Asev Nishma, earth got stabilitism. Am Israel said to Moshe, listen, Moshe, with all the respect, we did see Hashem, but the world cannot exist. We will not be able to hold it. And Hashem said, you know what? They're right. I'm going to show myself to them. Says the Gemara, Hashem showed Am Israel a cloud in the shape of an elderly person, Male Rachamim, full of mercy. It's called Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei, it's called Tifer, it's called Rachamim. This is the combination. Combination of Kriyat Yam Suf, it was on Pesach. Combination of merciful, it was on Shavuot. In Pesach starts, so called, with Dinim, with my master. My master took me out of Egypt. My master had a little bit of mercy on me, but that's full mercy. Shavuot, Hashem so-called completed creation by adding his name, Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei, to his original name that really should have been my master. Sounds like Elohim, but this is almost the same entity, almost the same entity. And that's really what the Zohar really means. You should know the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the two entities together. One is the Father, one is, we say, the judge, or my master, or an officer. I think Rebbe Megaluta expects Shavuot more than Pesach. Because of Pesach, if Hashem would have taken us, would be very, very hard. Shavuot is the time that Hashem appears as Zakim Alei Rachamim, as the Zohar says, as the Ari says, that every year on Shavuot, the same episode appears in Shamayim, they are in the same entity. If Hashem comes as an elderly person full of mercy, Alei Rachamim. And that's really the secret, what Rashi means, what the Torah tells us. In Shamayim, before Moshe came down, before he had a golden calf, Hashem said, Moshe, go tell them, 3 times a year, you come to Beit HaMikdash to see Adon Hashem. Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. Hashem doesn't want you to see Hashem. It's a mistake. You know why you come to Beit HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, my opinion, the person that has the obligation to come to see Hashem at HaMikdash, he has only one eye. In America, it's called Moshe Dayan. One eye. Do you have to go to Beit HaMikdash? No. Moshe says, why? I can't go to Beit HaMikdash. I come to see Hashem, I see one eye. The Arabs, when they heard the name of Moshe Dayan, they all ran away. So why do I have only one eye? The Hebrew from Israel? The reason the Gemara says when you come to see Hashem is not because Hashem wants to see you. Because Hashem, He wants to see you. Not because He wants you to see Hashem. Hashem wants to see you. Therefore, the way you look at Hashem, He looks at you. Hashem got 2 eyes if you miss such a thing. And if you got only one eye, don't come. What do you mean, don't come? The purpose of coming to Yerushalayim is Hashem wants to see you. He loves you. He wants to see you. You're His son. Not because you're His slave. You're His son. It's a privilege to come to Yerushalayim. It's not an obligation. You don't go to Yerushalayim because Hashem said, come see me 3 times a year. No. Come see me because I would like to see you. And my place is Yerushalayim. And I'm in Beit HaMikdash. Please, I want to see you. Like your father invites his son to come. A master does not invite his slave to come. And therefore, says the Zohar, listen, it's 2 things. Adon, Hashem. You come to Beit HaMikdash, from your point of view, you come to see your master. You don't know if you're the son of Hashem. This is my one version. If you don't behave 100%, you don't have the title, the son, but you still earn the title of a slave. And the Gemara says, having both agree, as the Zohar says, you have to have the 2 so-called ideas in your system, in your heart, in your brain. You're the son of God, you're the slave of God. And if you don't have that, you did not fulfill your obligation. The question will happen if you don't behave so well. The Gemara says, okay, it's a machlok in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, yes, he is. But the idea, is you come to Beit HaMikdash because Hashem wants to see you. So from your point of view, you come to see your master, and maybe your father, if you're entitled to see your father, if you behave. But from Hashem's point of view, Hashem wants to see you. Hashem wants to see you because Hashem wants you to be His son. And that's exactly what the Torah tells us. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parashat Ki Tisa after we did the golden calf. The golden calf, Hashem said, you come to see Adon Hashem Elokei Israel. Torah adds 2 words. Since you already betrayed Hashem and you said, El Elokecha Israel, you said to the golden calf, you are Elokei Israel. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, got in the Torah, after the golden calf. You come to Beit HaMikdash to see Adon, Hashem, Elokei Israel. You have to work on yourself to correct the statement that you said the golden calf is Elokei Israel. Elokei Israel. But that's only because we did what he did. But Hashem still has hope for us. Adon Hashem, you come to Hashem. And therefore, this is the kapara. We hear Rashi says, Hashem wants you daily over there. Daily. To show you how much he loves you, he wants to see you. Says the Rambam, you know, Hashem loves Teshuva more than anything else. Teshuva was created before creation. And Hashem loves us. Says the Gemara, Am Israel fell into the trap to do the golden calf. Because Hashem wants to show us there is a concept of teshuva. And teshuva means Hashem wants to see you. Teshuva means that Hashem still considers you as a son. In Parashat Sefer Dvarim, third time, is after we send the spies. In Parashat Shelach, Torah repeats now third time. It doesn't say Adon anymore. It says Elokei Israel. So called, Hashem shows you, you don't understand what Adon is. Come see your father, come see your father. Because father, you have more connection. You never betray your father, but you will betray your master. As David Menach says, listen, I want to be the whole time in Beit HaMikdash. This is, should be your desire. Not three times a year. Daily. But Levaker Bechalo, it means I have to have respect and fear to go inside the palace. Not because your son, you walk inside. Zohar says you have to feel both ways. I am the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I am also the slave of Hashem. Don't feel too close. So Shlomo HaMelech Hokir HaGlecha Mibet Recha Kimimim Vahim Yisnaika. You have a friend? Don't come too much to him. Stay away. It's my friend. Who you refer to? The Gemara says, Re'echa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leman HaChai V'Re'a. Hashem is your friend. Be careful. Hashem tells Aaron, Alevo B'cholet El HaKodesh Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aaron, don't come anytime you want to Beit HaMikdash, inside the holiest of the holiest. Levakir Be'echalo De'echal, it means the inside of Beit HaMikdash, be careful, be careful. In the Azara, it's okay, you come, mitzvah to come to Beit HaMikdash. You cannot sit down over there. You cannot sit down. You have to have some respect, you cannot sit down. Nobody is allowed to sit in the Azara. But you come every day. But to go inside the building every day, Oker Aglecha Mibet Re'echa. And it says, don't come every day because you lose the respect of HaKadosh Baruch. That's what the Chachamim say. In Beit HaMikdash, a person who walked inside from the south has to leave from the north. You enter from the north, you leave from the south. So Chachamim say, you know why? You should not feel when you go inside the building, you should not feel you're friendly. Okay, I'll have a Beit HaMikdash. It means you have to come to Beit HaMikdash, the entity that you come is two things. Same way Shavuot, Hashem showed us Himself. Same way Hashem wants you the whole life to remember Shavuot. It's a mitzvah the Gemara says to remember daily, remember Ma'amad Har Sinai. Every day you have to think about Hashem is talking to me. I saw Hashem. I saw Hashem is what we call second entity. Therefore, Hashem said, listen, if you live far away from Yerushalayim, then come three times a year. I don't want you to suffer so much. But if you don't live so far, I like to see you every day. You know why? Because I want to see you. You know why? Because it's our Sinai. Not because I want to see you. Because when you come to Beit HaMikdash and Hashem sees you, this is Har Sinai. That's what happened on Har Sinai. Hashem saw you over there. And Hashem wants you to remember it all the time. And actually, Chachamim say this is the goal. The goal in life that Hashem wants you to see Him because He wants to see you. But He wants to see you because He wanted to show you Hashem's name, Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. This name, so-called Hashem, revealed to us just when we came out of Egypt. I think that we didn't know it. Still, Hashem did not show us exactly. I said, listen, listen, all your life, just say, my master, my master, my master. But HaMikdash, it's the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mamad Har Sinai, over there the Kohen HaGadol Yom Kippur, and the Kohanim through the year, when they say Birkat Kohanim, say, Yud Nehei Vav Nehei, Hashem is God of mercy. Says the Gemara, you should know, the Mashiach will come Yad B'Amenu Amen, says the Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'olam V'Chol HaTzadikim. At the end, when Mashiach will come, you see, people will stand in a circle, the secret will be in a circle, and Hashem will be in the center, and people will point with a finger, and it says, Zeh Hashem, Kivinu Lo, Nagila Ezmacha Bishu'ato, it says, that's the one. Ne'e Elokeinu. It says, yeah, we see him. What do you mean? Mashiach will come if Hashem is going to reveal Himself, will show Himself, and you're going to show Him with a finger? Yeah. When we cross the Yam Suf, with our finger, we say, Ze Kelivan Ve, we say, this is God. So what did you see then? What do you see there? We saw a shape of a soldier, a shape of a master. Okay. What did you see on our Sinai? Zakir Malei Rachamim, an elderly person, full of mercy. The Mashiach will come, Hashem will show him, will show Himself, Hashem Elokeinu. It means two entities together, you can see a shape, a blue cloud. Part looks like a soldier, part looks like an elderly person with a lot of mercy. Since that's the one Kivinu, this is the one we hope to see. Nagila will be happy with Yeshua Tov, with Hashem's so-called redemption, with Hashem's happiness. So the Chachamim say, Shavuot is coming, and say, yeah, Besamachta, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, be happy in Shavuot. But what's the obligation? The obligation is you want to see Hashem, you want to hear Hashem. This happened, Maran met Yosef. Before he came to Eretz Yisrael, they learned, the night of Shavuot, they heard, but Kol Pnei Hashem, they heard Hashem speaking to them. So what is this? And I said, something like Har Sinai. But the secondary thing is to see Hashem. And as the Zohar says, wait for Shavuot, come out of exile. So where are you going? You're going to see Hashem. It's not because you want to see Hashem, because Hashem wants to see you. And because Hashem wants to see you, because Hashem wants to remember Har Sinai. Hashem wants that He gave us the Torah. And it's the obligation, Chachamim say, of a person for Chag HaShavuot to prepare himself, to see it and to hear it. I said, Shavuot is coming. I said, what is the purpose of Chag HaShavuot? It's to remember it all our life, to have Hashem in front of us, and to see Mashiach B'Amin.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.